Fonte, what do you expect if you get Josh Norman in a one-on-one situation? Do you expect to hear a lot? Do you expect to feel a lot? What do you expect?
I mean, as far as hearing, I mean, I don't care about that. I mean, it is what it is. Guys are going to be who they are. I know he likes to have fun, talk a little bit out there, but, you know, can't knock him for it. He plays some good ball, too, so it'll be fun.
He gets a lot of penalties. You expect a lot of grabbing, a lot of hands, a lot of pushing, shoving.
I mean, all corners grab, so, I mean, it is. It's just a matter of how much they can get away with the flow of the game. So, I mean, if refs are calling it tight, I'm sure he won't, or whoever's out there. So, I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to one-on-one opportunities, though.
If they don't call it tight, do you have to elevate your game in terms of being physical and using your hands and competing at top of routes is what Jordy was talking about?
Yeah, I mean, that's really a big thing that we go into every week, making sure that we are doing the best job possible of being the aggressor. And, I mean, at receiver, you kind of want to, you know, fill out the tempo of the game, see how guys playing you. If they're grabbing, then, you know, you can be a certain way. Or if they're playing with their feet, then, you know, I like to play with my feet. I don't want to get into a game where now they can say I was pushing off and things like that. So depending on how it's going, will kind of dictate how physical things will get.
Devontae, what's been the key for you for building up trust with your quarterback and for him building up trust in you?
Yeah, really just practice. I mean, that's more than anything. We get a lot of reps, you know, communication, whether it's in the film room or, you know, outside of the building, just talking to him, letting him know how I feel about things and kind of getting his feedback on how he feels about certain routes or concepts. So I think the more we kind of can communicate and the more more good I can put on film, the better connection we'll have.
Is that back shoulder throw indicative of that trust? And if so, why is that throw maybe show trust more than anything else?
I say more so of personnel kind of going on how different people like to play certain routes. So based on film, you know, we watch a lot of film, Aaron and I, so we see if a guy tries to play high shoulder a lot, then we're going to back shoulder you. And I mean, and that's not a secret. So,
right.
I mean, Norman or Deion Sanders, if you're a certain way, that's just, you know, the best way to attack whoever it is. So, we just watch film and see how guys, you know, tendencies and things like that. So that was something that we tried to attack last week.
Devontae, do you have to be wary of a team who might be angry that you eliminated them from the playoffs last year?
Well, I didn't do it personally. They eliminated me from the playoffs. I mean, I tore my MCL against them. But, I mean, I'm sure they'll have a little extra something to them coming out there. But, you know, where we're at right now, we definitely got a little extra something to us as well. So we got a lot to prove to ourselves and to the Green Bay community. You know, we're not as worried about the outside noise, but just staying true to one another, making sure we're protecting each other and just playing hard.
Is communication key to a fast start? What's the key there?
The key to a fast start is just making sure really we kind of find ourselves throughout the, you know, the first few possessions. You know, the fast start is not necessarily just the first drive, but figuring out, you know, how we're going to attack the defense based on what we're seeing, whatever they're giving us, because that's something that we definitely like. That we like to go out there and take things, but we like to take what we're given as well, because, you know, if the little Chicago game, for example, a lot of dink and dunk here, little, you know, 15 yards here. We weren't exactly hitting all the home run balls, but, you know, we were taking what was being presented to us and took pretty good advantage of that. So want to make sure we're doing that. And, you know, the more we can get things rolling on the ground, it'll help out the pass game and vice versa.
Devontae, how do you get off the line of scrimmage so fast, and how much of an advantage is it to be so fast at starting off?
Well, I pride myself on my quickness, so to be able to, you know, just go against the guys that we have. I mean, obviously, Sam being down right now, but he gives us a great look where, you know, I feel like he's one of the best corners in the league. So for me to be able to get open against him on the press or even Gunt, you know, he's a real aggressive guy. He likes to get his hands on. So, you know, we always tease our DBs about holding in practice, but it gets us ready for games like this.
Get a good start and set the pace here and get a few scores up. But that kind of take a little of the pressure out of air out of the balloon and maybe take a little weight off the shoulders of this team.
Yeah, I mean, more than anything, getting those plays early, it gets the momentum going versus, I mean, we're not really tripping off the air and everything, because that's really just, you know, you start getting caught up in how everybody else feels about us. So as long as we know and we stay true to who we are, And I think, you know, we'll go out there and we'll have success week to week. So we just got to make sure we're just executing and taking advantage of those opportunities because, I mean, you might have a play here later on in the game, but third and three is a huge, you know, that's a huge play, or, you know, fourth and four from last game. So just making sure we try to click on those because, I mean, Aaron is a guy where, you know, he finds a hot hand. So I make sure if I'm, you know, if I get rolling, I just keep giving him, you know, being consistent with it, keep giving him somewhere to go with the ball. You know, I know Jordy and Randall see it the same way.